Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook, at Call Your Equipment, Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now on the line, I have Rhonda Vincent. Welcome to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Rhonda.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just thrilled to be here.
It is so nice to have you on the line right now. And as I was recalling before we started this interview, you were at Athens State a couple of years ago in Athens, Alabama, where my show is coming to you right now. And we enjoyed that special concert that you and Ricky Skaggs put on there in Athens.
Well, I always love getting to Alabama. You know, my son-in-law, who is my former dobro player, is from Bell City, Alabama. So we always love playing there and usually get to see a lot of family then. So thrilled that we were there. Wish we were there now.
I grew up in Birmingham, so I'm very familiar with Pell City and enjoyed living in central Alabama and love North Alabama as well. And now, do you want me to say Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri, I guess. I don't ever say Missouri, but they do. It's kind of like my third grade teacher, Miss Houston, made us learn to fold a map first, find cities, and we always remember she said there is no noise in Illinois. You just never know. It's where, from where you're from. You can call it either way.
Well, my uncle and aunt lived in Ava, and it was Missouri. Ain't Alta, she said. It was Ain't Alta. It wasn't Aunt Alta. It was Ain't Alta, and she was in Missouri. Good heart. Well, let's talk about your career and talk about some things that you enjoy doing and have a passion for when it comes to people. My show recognizes people who are making a difference in our communities, and I share their stories in an effort to encourage and inspire others. And right now, I believe more than ever, there are some people who need encouragement and inspiration as they deal with some challenges due to COVID-19.
It's a time of isolation for a lot of people, I know. Either that or it seems like they're either in complete isolation, staying at home, or they're out on the front lines and they're working so hard, just working overtime. I haven't talked to anybody that wasn't either or of those. Doesn't seem to be any in between, and that's what we've been here. We do a lot of Facebook Lives, and that's what I'm thrilled to get feedback that people are inspired by that. And then they're like, hey, can you come on here and sing every day? It's like, well, probably not every day, but they say they're at home, and that's what they want to see something different and something to inspire them and to encourage them. Because, you know, when you see the same thing every day, after a while, it gets very discouraging. I have a friend, and she owns her own pharmacy in Louisiana, and that's where she is. She's been working overtime and overtime, and now she's just going through a tough time that, you know, she's in tears most of the time. But it's just a process, I think, that we all got to come together and get through.
Of course, we need to pray for each other, and I'll be praying for that friend you just described. You go back 5 generations in music in your family. This COVID-19, as bad as it is, if we didn't have the technology that we have, and I know that you have been singing for a very long time and entertaining for a long time, but the timing for this, for you to still be able to connect with fans, I get on an app, order my food, and they walk it up to the car. I don't have to walk in there. So many things have changed, and you were able to adapt by offering your music through social media. So it is a bad time, of course, but we're still able to connect in a way that we certainly couldn't have 20 years ago.
I think an inspiration for me comes from my dad. He always said, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. You just find a way to do it. And so, you know what? We're going to be here. Thank goodness for the internet, and we can reach out. We can sing songs. We're doing webinars, sharing gifts of learning instruments. And I think that's something that I talked to some of the music stores, and they're selling out of instruments right now because people are at home and they've always wanted to learn an instrument. So it's a perfect time for that.
You play my favorite instrument, which is the mandolin.
Oh, yeah.
I think I fell in love with the mandolin when Diamond Rio came in the picture. They use the mandolin in such an incredible way that really touches you. I just love the sound of it. It hits my heart in a different way than other instruments do, and the mandolin's just one of those very special instruments when it's used in the right way.
It's a beautiful instrument. I mean, it has 8 strings. It has more than some of the others, so it can, and they harmonize together. So they make some beautiful chords, and it can be a happy instrument. I think the happiest instrument might be the banjo, though.
I think so, too. Crank up some dueling banjos. You really know it's a happy instrument.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Well, how old were you when you began to play your first instrument?
Well, I was 8 when I first started actually playing. I had already joined my family band. You know, I started singing when I was 3. The first documentation is 5. It was a band of my grandpa, mom and dad, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. We had a television show, a radio show, made our first recording. And I played a snare drum at 6 in that group that I got for my birthday, my 6th birthday. But at 8, that's when I started a stringed instrument. Dad said, here's G, C, and D. You're going to be playing this. He picked me up from school each day. We would sing and play till dinner. And after dinner, friends would come over, and we'd play till bedtime. So I grew up in this very intense life of music. And, you know, when you're playing every night, Dad would say, take it, Rhonda. So take it where? You know, I just started playing the mandolin, but there was this expectation. And it's not like, can you do it? It's like, go ahead and do it. Play it. So you start working out songs and things that you know that you're going to be able to contribute. And I think back to that time and how patient he must have been, you know, sitting around with all these people. Every night we'd have this music party and friends came over. And how patient that they were, because I'm sure now that I think about it, that they would have been sitting there waiting for me to play it slower than, you know, they were playing up to speed. But I'm thinking they slowed it down and let me take my solo as slow as I needed it to go. So I want to have that same patience. And I love doing, you know, hosting jam sessions, usually on the Country's Family Reunion, Larry's Country Diner Cruise. And it's the same people will say, wow, you have such patience. But I think that comes from my dad and that same process, you know, for myself. And so it's a courtesy and I think some compassion that you give others, you know, even though they're no matter what level they are, whether they're just starting out playing or if they're way more advanced.
What a tribute to your dad, a man of patience. What better thing can be said of a parent than to have patience for their children?
I'm sure I did not have the patience with my kids that my dad had with us, but very grateful for that.
Folks, we're talking to Rhonda Vincent right now here on the line, and I want you to stick with us. We're going to have a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to share about how you can connect with Rhonda through social media and maybe learn some of these lessons that Rhonda is patiently teaching, and you can be a part of this. Right, Rhonda? Being patient, right?
That's right.
Okay, sometimes it's easier to be patient to other people than our own children, correct?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, folks, you're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen now.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I have been enjoying a conversation with Rhonda Vincent, and she has been sharing how she has figured out how to connect with her fans and new listeners and followers through social media and not letting COVID-19 slow her down. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Rhonda.
Thank you.
You said you're teaching lessons. We talked about patience, and patience is a good virtue, especially when it comes to learning an instrument. I had a lady in Birmingham, Alabama, that taught me the violin when I was just a child, and she, Miss Miller was her name. She was as professional as they get, and I wanted to play Boil Them Cabbages Down. They were teaching the Suzuki method, and I was like, when can we get to the fast stuff?
I don't want to play the slow ones. You know what? That's usually the greatest mistake that everybody makes. They want to play fast, and they want to do it before they have got it mastered and where they have the clarity and the tone to speed it up. But, everybody's in a hurry for that to get, I want to play fast.
But we have to have that patience ourselves inside when we're learning something. It's like Don McClain told me last week. He said, look, if you want to play like a pro, if you want to be a pro, you have to dedicate the time to it, and you have to be persistent, and you have to go through these things so that you learn your craft, and you do it in a way that you practice like a pro.
That is so true.
Tell us about some of the training that you're giving and some of the response that you're getting from people who have actually been following some of your lessons, and how others can do that.
Well, they can go to rhondavincent.com. There's a lot of webinars on there's banjo coming up. I'm going to be teaching a beginning fiddle. If you want to pick up the fiddle again or the violin, I'm going to be teaching that. Rhonda Vincent and the Rays, we're doing an online concert on May 12th. So just check out all of the things that we have there. I love that we're getting videos from people showing their progress.
That's, you know, great.
Because we're starting from just the very beginning, to like how to hold a pick, and like if they just got an instrument, if it just was shipped to them, it got it out of the box and they've never played before, this is where we're starting from. So it's so fun. The people are sending me their videos like, I'm playing a song. At the first webinar, I'm actually playing a song.
Wow.
They're singing along. And so it is very exciting to see that. And I love seeing their progress. Last night I hosted it was kind of a play along, like a practice session from the webinar the week before on the beginning mandolin. And it was amazing to see everybody and how they were. I had a guy come up on the screen. You're allowed to bring them on the screen. And he showed his progress and how he, you know, and how he not only has learned to do this, but he took it even further and added his own style to that. And I think that's something that a lot of times when we're taught that this is the only way to do it. It has to be this way. That's not true. As long as if you can hit that string, I don't care how you're holding the pick, if you can hit it and it's clear and it's making the sound you want it to make, it's all good. And I think that's one of the things with when people give lessons or they do, you know, instructional, that they'll say, now you have to do it this way. That's not necessarily true. Make it make the sound that you want it to make. And that's what he did. He took the song Amazing Grace and he gave it a little different flair on the strings that he played on the mandolin. I think that's great. I love that he's taking it beyond that, just, you know, learning how to do this.
And I love the passion in your voice and what you're telling me right now. As much as you like to entertain, and I know you do, I know you miss your audiences, you are finding passion in one person learning an instrument and playing their music and knowing, here's a product for me teaching and somebody else is getting this. Like, I love it. Somebody else is loving it too.
Absolutely. I mean, how fun is it to see that you actually help someone to learn? I had another lady, and her husband said, oh my goodness, my wife called and she got it to work, got checked in and everything, and she's just sitting there, and now I have to go take her the mandolin. This is the night after the first webinar. And then she texts me, she goes, hey, I'm wearing out when the Saints go marching in.
I love it. Move over Suzuki method. It's Rhonda Vincent method coming in.
There you go.
I like that. I like that. During this time, as we said, we do offer our prayers, extend our thanks to those who are serving on the front line during this time. I know it's been a challenge. I was sharing a story earlier. Matthew Nunley, he actually brought us some ground meat from a grocery store because, as many places around the country, people were finding there was a shortage of certain products. He brought us some ground meat, actually brought it to Athens State, wouldn't charge me a dime for it. He wouldn't take any money. The very next day, Rhonda, he's an ER worker. He was placed in the ER to work, and for the next 44 days, he was separated from his family and working in the ER.
Oh, my goodness.
And his wife would share pictures. He would go up to the glass door and just wave at his children. Finally, 2 days ago, they had their big reunion. It was just an image of what people are doing right now and the sacrifice they are making for us during this very strange period.
Wow.
Those are the stories we need to share, and those are the people we need to recognize, too. I appreciate what you're doing in this COVID period because everybody has to find a way that they can make a difference and touch lives. And I knew there was a reason I needed to have you on the program, and it sounds like you're doing something really special with other people through ways you're teaching. And then also, I would love for people to find out how to connect with you through social media. So tell people all the things they need to know to connect with Rhonda Vincent.
Well, the main place to go is rhondavincent.com. There's a message board. If you want to send a private message or a personal message, you can put it on the message board. And I say that because I have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I have those, but there are fake accounts who are taking my picture and posing as me. And then they're telling people that they're collecting money on my behalf, and that's not true. So beware of that. So I've been trying to get the word out that don't trust in any of that. If somebody sends you a private message like that, that's not me. You know, go to rhondavincent.com, post your message on the message board, and if somebody contacts you, just report that account. The way you know an account is official, it should, if you go to the profile, you got to go to the profile page, see the name Rhonda Vincent, and make sure it has a blue check mark by my name. And if that means it's verified and it's officially me. So I'm on Facebook, I'm Rhonda Vincent Official. And boy, we have had such fun doing Facebook Lives. In fact, we've been doing a lot of fishing. We moved to the lake last year, and we've been doing a lot of fishing. Well, one night, my husband, he said, I've got a big fish on. I just kicked on the Facebook Live as he brought it in, and it was like an 11-pound blue catfish. And it was talking to me, and I was like, I've never heard that before in a fish. And it ends up, it's at 6 million views now.
Good night.
And going on beyond. And so that video in itself, and so many comments, I haven't even been able, I couldn't even read all of them. There's thousands and thousands of comments. And so we appreciate everybody watching that Facebook. It's Rhonda Vincent Official. I also gave my husband a haircut live on Facebook. He got the clippers out, and my mom is a hairdresser. She said put on a number 2 and a number 4. He put on the number 1 guard, put it on himself. He didn't know she had told me that.
Oh, okay.
And so he just did it himself. And when I took that first swipe through his hair had gotten pretty long, and it was like pretty much down to the skin.
No.
So he got peeled. So you can watch that also. I tried to make gluten-free rolls. I've been eating gluten-free at doctor's recommendations. And so I tried to make bread and rolls. When they came out of the oven, they were they were pretty much like Ellie Mays on the Beverly Hills. They were so hard, hard as a rock, or Oliver on Green Acres. What is that lady's name? Lisa. Lisa on Green Acres. Yeah. Her hotcakes were pretty hard too. Anyway, my husband in the middle of a Facebook Live went and got his golf club and took the rolls out and hit them into the lake. That's how hard they are.
And then so they softened up, and the catfish finally got something to eat.
See, that's why the catfish are biting. They're checking out the rolls. I still kept a bowl of the rest of them, and my husband's like, throw them away. It's like, you know what? I'm going to use these as almost like little mementos. I think I'm going to take them to the show somewhere, or maybe online. We'll do some, and I'll give them away just for kicks.
Just don't throw them out to the crowd.
No, and they would definitely hurt somebody. The country music artist Johnny Lee, who sings "Looking for Love,"
yes,
he gives away biscuits. He signs biscuits, which is kind of crazy to me.
Wow, it sounds like Lambert's. Johnny Lee, home of the throat biscuits.
Have those now.
Me too.
I can't have gluten.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, you know,
okay.
You know, if it's helping you, you go for it. And I want you to stay strong and healthy so you can keep doing what you're doing, Rhonda.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, it sure has. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody stays safe and healthy, and I hope I get to see you very soon.
Folks, you've been listening to Rhonda Vincent here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll tune in next time. You've been listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.